Sandy pushed back from the table. She got up, paced four steps around the tiny kitchen, then realized she was crying uncontrollably. Shep didn't get up to console her. Last night, he had tried to come to her bed after months of sleeping on the sofa. His voice had sounded ragged. He'd told her he just wanted to hold her. Maybe they could put aside their differences for a while. Once, they'd been good friends. Sandy's anger had been too tight in her chest. She had looked at her husband, the father of her children, raw and vulnerable with his big shoulders sagging. And all she could think was that if Danny had been driven to murder, it was Shep's fault. He pushed the boy too hard. He had never appreciated that Danny was different, more intellectual, more like her. Instead, Shep had tried to force him into his arrogant, macho world. He had broken their son. He had broken their family. Sandy hated him. And then, as abruptly as the emotion had overcome Sandy, it ripped through her body and she had nothing left. She stood in their kitchen, empty, exhausted, and swaying on her feet. She turned toward the doorway, and there was Becky, watching her with somber blue eyes. "Don't let the monster get you, Mommy," Becky said. Then she turned and walked back into the family room, where Sandy's parents were watching TV. Sandy returned to the table and had a seat. "I know this is an emotional time for you," Avery began. "Jesus fucking Christ," Sandy said. Shep sighed heavily, got up, and cut himself a third piece of pie. "Look," Avery said briskly, "let me walk you through the whole process. Maybe by the end it will be clearer to you what we're trying to accomplish. The next 6 to 12 months are going to be crucial to Danny's future." Sandy held up a hand. "Why do we have to wait 6 to 12 months? "Because it's going to take that long for everyone to prepare for the waiver motion hearing. It's not a small thing."
"But Danny can't come home, can he? You said there's no bail for juveniles accused of murder. So what is this? My son isn't even on trial yet, isn't even found guilty of murder, and he's going to spend at least 6 months locked up in a juvenile detention hall? For God's sake, how can that be legal?"
"It's the way the system works."
"Well, fuck the system."
Sandy was beyond reason and knew it. Avery Johnson gave her that small, soothing smile again. And then his voice got sharp.